Time now for your letters. Got many letters about my essay last Saturday about the one-day ban forbidding security guards in Australia's parliament from using the word mate. I suggested we need a mate in American English, something that suggests reflexive friendliness without resorting to the immediate and unearned deployment of first names. Many listeners suggested we already have some American equivalents of mate, like hun, y'all, and guys. Jonathan Wilson of Woodstock, Vermont writes, a viable American alternative to mate is dude. It's not just for kids anymore. Also last week, we spoke with the New Republic's Christopher Orr about the DVD box set of The Thin Man, six murder mysteries solved by Nick and Nora Charles. But as Charles Levy of Houston notes, we failed to mention a crucial character in the series. What, he writes, not one word about Asta? Well, I'm afraid, alas, Mr. Levy's correct. We did not mention Nick and Nora's wire-haired terrier. Our apologies. By the way, the actor dog who played Asta was really named Skippy. And this just in. Dear Mr. Simon, wishing you a good day. I am Asha Sorella, mailing on behalf of Mr. A.J. Jacob. I am his remote assistant. Mr. A.J. Jacob is happy that the interview went on well, and he wants to thank you for this opportunity. He is also looking forward for it to be aired on NPR. Regards, Asha Sorella, yourmanindia.com. And there's a P.S. It is my privilege to be communicating with the Peabody Award winner and distinguished correspondent of your stature. How nice. I like this communication. You or your remote assistant can contact us, too. Come to npr.org, click on Contact Us. Please tell us where you live and how to say your name.